Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Friday and welcome to our 100th episode celebration. It all started back on December 1st of last year, kicking off the season of Advent. I welcomed you to our little town, told you how we'd been practicing some spiritual disciplines that were making a real difference in the lives of our families, and that we wanted to share them with you. Since then, our Grace Harbor family has grown, and now literally all around the world, there are families just like yours who are taking time each day to practice gratitude, intention setting, and prayer. So, while many of you are in the United States like I am, I want to say a special hello to our Grace Harbor friends in Germany, Poland, Spain, the United Kingdom, Italy, France, Morocco, the Philippines, Sweden, the Netherlands, and Hong Kong. I took some time when I got up this morning to scroll back through the podcast feed and see all the episodes we've shared together. I wonder what your favorites are. Some that stuck out to me are the Christmas tree lighting from the first week of December, our Christmas Eve episodes, Answer Your Cat's Questions Day, and the week where we gave our friend Bree the special clothes sign for her bakery for whenever she needs to rest. It's crazy to me that through 100 episodes, I've had the chance to introduce you to some of my amazing friends and neighbors, like Bree, Bobby the barista, Mrs. Rodriguez the librarian, George down at the Blue Anchor, and just this week, Ella the artist at her Maker's Garden studio. We've also learned about the lighthouse, trekked through the Pine Preserve, visited Trinity Falls, had fun at the Village Green, and reflected on what a harbor is and how we can be harbors for each other. And yet, for all of that, there's still so much more to this town and our community that we'll discover and explore together. For example, one of my favorite things here is our farmers market, which happens out at the barn at Blue Hill. It'll start up a little later this spring when the weather is nicer. Do you have any questions about Grace Harbor or places you'd like to visit in a future episode? I'd love to hear from you. You can email your questions to familyprayerpodcast@gmail.com. And speaking of messages, we got some especially for our 100th episode. Let's first take a question.
Hello, my name is Lyndon, and I live in Lawrence, and I'm 7 years old. My question is, why do you live in Grace Harbor?
Great question, Lyndon. The technical answer is that I'm here because I serve the church in Grace Harbor. I'm a part of the United Methodist Church, and in our tradition, the leaders who care for all of the churches in a specific area try to match up pastors and churches that they think will be a good fit, and I'm so grateful they paired me up with Grace Harbor. Let me tell you why I love living here. First, the people are amazing. Second, there's so much to do, both here in town and in the surrounding area. My family especially loves going out and exploring nature and going for hikes. And I have a million more reasons, but let's end with this. After growing up in Florida, it's been nice to live in a place with all four seasons. Okay, let's listen to a few more messages.
My name is Aiden. I live in Sanford, Florida. I am so grateful that you are doing the podcast. It is just so fun. I listen to it every morning. It always helps me get through the day, and it's really fun, and I think that it's my favorite. I look up to it every single day.
Bye!
My name is Lucas. I love listening to the podcast with my parents on the way to school.
Hi, Pastor Dan. My name is Eleanor. And here are some things that I like about the podcast. I like the music in the background, and I also like that Pastor Dan talks about his friend. And I also like answering the questions with my family.
Aw, thank you, Aiden and Lucas and Eleanor. It's so great to hear from you all, and it means a ton to me that you and your family listen together. I also got an email from Pastor Jacob and his wife, Pastor Grayson. They lead a church together in North Carolina, and the podcast has been part of how they connect with the families in their church. They have a 7-month-old who isn't quite old enough to understand podcasts yet, but they have a niece and nephew in Virginia who listen along, and they love talking about what they're learning. Well, Thank you, Pastor Jacob and Pastor Grayson. And hello to your family in Virginia. Thank you for helping us celebrate this special episode. Lastly, I'd love to say thank you again to Eric and Kaylor from Chesterfield, Virginia, who did an amazing drawing of Grace Harbor at Christmas time. You can find that on our Facebook and Instagram pages. And if you have any Grace Harbor-inspired art to share, I'd love to see it. Again, you can email familyprayerpodcast@gmail.com, or you can post it and tag us. Okay, as we start to wrap up our celebration, let's return to one of our core disciplines, gratitude. Take a few moments and share with each other something you're grateful for and why it means something to you today. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. It probably won't surprise you, but today, I am most grateful for you. There would be no Family Prayer Podcast if it weren't for all the amazing Grace Harbor families who are along on this journey. To know that you're out there having meaningful discussions, dreaming about what it means to love and serve your neighbors, and especially to know that you're praying together as a family each day, it really fills my heart and my spirit. One last note. Next week, I'll be taking some Sabbath time with my family to rest and also travel for spring break. But since I know not all of you will be on break, I'll be resharing some episodes that originally aired back in early December. This was before a lot of you were listening, so they may be new, or hopefully a fun look back. In these episodes, I shared about the history of Grace Harbor and how we can be harbors for each other. Okay. Let's end our celebration with a prayer. If you want to, you can certainly close your eyes and fold your hands, but if you want to keep the party going, wiggle prayers are always welcome. Dear God, we thank you for the opportunity we've had to gather together 100 times, to learn, to reflect, to talk, to dream, and to pray. We thank you for the ways you're using our ordinary days to shape extraordinary lives. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have an amazing Friday, an amazing weekend. Enjoy the episodes we revisit next week, and I'll be back with brand new episodes soon.